After more than 60 years, some particular Holocaust survivors may be eligible for payments from the German government. These are people who worked in German-controlled ghettos during World War II as virtual slave labor. An estimated 20,000 of the survivors are still alive in this country. At a free clinic in Connecticut, lawyers help the survivors fill out applications for reparation payments. Diane Orson of member station WNPR visited the clinic to listen to stories.
Good morning, Mr. Davis.
Good morning.
80-year-old Albert Davis walks into a small room at the Jewish Family Services office in West Hartford. He's one of 22 Holocaust survivors who've come to apply for the German Ghetto Work Payment Program. The fund was established last September as a goodwill gesture to help aging survivors. Mr. Davis is a burly fellow, born Abraham Davidovitz of Sighet, Romania, the son of a butcher. He was 13 years old when his family was sent to the Sighet ghetto.
We dig ditches. They rounded us up. They took us out about 5-6 miles in order for to dig ditches there. After a year and a half, they took us and they put us in a big synagogue before they sent us over to Auschwitz.
Where his family was killed. Albert Davis says in Auschwitz, Nazi officers ordered him to show his hands, which are big. He says those hands dug trenches in the camps, repaired machines, did plumbing, and saved his life. After the war, Mr. Davis made his way to Hartford, where he worked for 35 years as a meat cutter in the local Jewish deli.
They took all my youth when I was young. They took it away from me. Some people have here, they're a, what do you call it, teenagers. I never had you, a teenager, and I never had an adult. I never grew up.
The new payment program is not for slave labor in concentration camps, but for work performed in the Jewish ghettos of Nazi-controlled Europe. There were hundreds of ghettos, many closed off by barbed wire fences and walls. Jews would sweep the streets, haul lumber, sew uniforms, in exchange for the bare necessities of clothing or food. Once Hitler's final solution began, the ghettos were destroyed and occupants deported to forced labor and extermination camps. It took many survivors years to talk about their experiences. And even now, filling out the reparation forms is difficult for 86-year-old Sonja Masna. She inspected German military uniforms in the Białystok ghetto in Poland.
We try to black everything, to do the papers and things like that. Everything comes back to us. We are emotional.
Survivors must describe their persecution history and include specific places and dates. Attorney Eric Goldstein says they also have to verify that their ghetto work was voluntary.
That is a troublesome aspect to the application, but as long as the work wasn't done under an imminent threat of physical violence at the point of a gun or the tip of a bayonet, the German government will consider that to be quote-unquote voluntary.
Only living survivors may apply for the one-time 2,000 euro payment, about $3,000. Albert Davis says for him, the money means less than the fact that what happened to him is being recognized.
They can never make up for the things we lost. Never. All the money cannot help. I could be bitter about it, but I'm not. You see, like somebody says, could be half empty or half full.
Free legal clinics for the German Ghetto Work Payment Program are being held in cities across the country. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in Hartford.